are now tuned in to The Raymundo Show. History in the making. A man with a master plan to inspire, make you laugh, spread love around the world. The Brooklyn Way. Give it up for your host, Raymundo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your host, Raymundo. Welcome to my show, where we keep it 100 and we all about improving and inspiring and, of course, having some fun. This is episode 11, the first investment. The old saying is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I know some supers that'll say, if it's broke, I still ain't gonna fix it.
Turn it up.
It's Raymundo's quote of the day.
Investing in yourself is the best investment you'll ever make. It will not only improve your life, it will improve the lives of all those around you. Basically, it's a win-win, so you can't lose. If you're a person that wants to do better while also positively affecting those around you, it doesn't start with them, it starts with you. And it's crazy, I can't speak for everybody, but I remember when I used to start any type of improvement journey, I would always base it off other people, either proving somebody right or proving somebody wrong. And I feel like that approach can only do so much, because how many times can you wake up in the morning like, yo, let's show these haters what time it is, whoa, road dog. But eventually, I tried a different approach, which was focus on me, invest in me more than I ever have. And I started to see from experience the people around me started to feed off it. And it's something that I'm telling you, if you were to try that, like, you want to help everybody in your family get better, be better, and you'll be in a better situation to help out instead of being upset that you can't. Everybody doesn't have a good heart, bit of buck, but the ones that do, not doing anything about improving yourself ends up hurting the people around you, because they don't want to see you not living your best life or happy as fuck or not doing what you really want to do. So putting in that time, everybody eats, B. But this episode was slightly inspired by the first Avenger. I mentioned him in my last episode. How he goes from this skinny kid and he gets in his booth and he turns into Captain America. If you invest in yourself, you can go from a scrawny kid from Brooklyn to being a captain of whatever the fuck you want to be the captain of. There's different areas of your life that if you invest in, the return can be crazy. Just make sure you don't do it through Robin Hood. It's not always money, it's time, it's knowledge, pretty much anything that's in line with what you're trying to do. One way you can start to invest in yourself, which is something I started, I put it on hold a little bit, but I plan to give it hours a day, but it's getting yourself education on. What I mean by that is learning something new. In this era, I feel like there really isn't a reason to not know how to do something. I recently just changed my first tire. I had a little issue with it. Went on YouTube. Now I know how to change a tire. And as a man, that shit feel good. Being able to learn something or teach yourself something, it makes me see what I'm capable of and makes me feel limitless. If I could teach myself anything, as long as I give myself that time, especially in something that's gonna benefit me and those around me, shit, why not? At the end of the day, you don't want to do nothing just to do it. But learning something and immediately applying it helps it get stuck in your head. And the more you do that, your mind will get used to it. Since I'm aware of information like this, to do the opposite, I can almost hear my higher self screaming, better, you got this, Ray, come on. But shit, we human. Sometimes we have good days, and sometimes we have days we don't give a fuck, which I'm currently going through right now, but I'm getting through it. Learning allows you to take the strengths you already have, make them stronger, make your weaknesses second nature to you. We live in the age of information right at our fingertips, and if we want to know something, we can know at a click of a button. There's no longer, if you're debating with somebody and you want to prove yourself, I know there's been a couple times I snuck in a Google search real quick while I was going back and forth, but that's dope. And it also puts you on your toes too, because you want to make sure you know your shit But this is about different things in place. There's free and there's things we can pay for. YouTube is free, but sometimes it leads you to other programs where they'll upsell you, but you can get a lot of information from a lot of different videos and make your own. So YouTube is definitely a way. This is something you already know or you should know. Literally anything you can think of, as long as it's not against their guidelines, you should be able to find it. But shit, you can learn how to pick a lock. All types of shit is there. Just searching the internet, organizing your information. It might be a pastime now, but going to the library. One of my close friends recently wanted to make sure he learned this new material because he wanted to pass this test to get certified so he can make some big bucks. Big man, you want to make some big bucks? Digga man! And he'll go to the library to study, to zone out, just so he can really get his learning on. And he's one step away from being official. Proud of my bro. I always mention reading. I feel like I'm going to keep it a buck. These last couple months, I've done slipped a little bit with the reading. But I feel like reading is why I feel so aware. My vocabulary has gotten better even in the last couple years. Because I used to be real New York with it. Know what I mean? But I don't know, as I get older, never want to forget where I came from. I'm always going to speak that New York slang. But being able to learn better words to use could be very enticing for my career. I remember when I was in Florida, I saw this ad for Udemy. And I don't know what it was, but I think I bought like about 20 classes from there. During sales, during no sales. Just whenever I really wanted to learn something, I just did whatever it took. And I'll keep doing whatever it takes. But yeah, Udemy is dope, man. You have a whole bunch of classes listed from different categories. From business to acting to podcasting. That's crazy. I can't believe I forgot to mention that. I bought a podcast masterclass, which I think I was really doing to subconsciously take my time. But it gave me a whole bunch of information that was useful. And I was able to do the podcast with a lot of confidence. And there's other things. I bought a green screen class. So stay tuned for that. Always wanted to do my own little shows and skits like Saturday Night Live or Mad TV. Remember Mad TV? Yeah, at the end of the day, doesn't really matter if you pay for it or not. What matters is that you're using the information that you just learned or applying information you knew about before and you decided to use it now. Which when it was time to do the show, I already had so much material in my head. And you're not always going to have time to get into the things you learn. But I'm telling you, the more you get used to learning and applying, the more it becomes part of you. And you can just add to your arsenal in this self-development, self-investment journey that we on right now. Gotta have that Captain America heart to keep going, man, especially when it gets tough. And trust me, it's gonna get tough. But before I move on, I wanted to mention something I read a long time ago. If you read an hour a day, you become an expert in your chosen field. The number I remember is 5. I don't know why I'm thinking about 7. But think about that. Every expert gets paid. And when you're good at something and people lean on you because they can rely on you to give them the best information or do the best job, that shit gotta feel good as fuck. I don't know how that shit feels like, but I just thought about it right now. I was like, damn, that'll be nice. And this happened not too long ago. One of my homegirls, Benya, got a awesome daughter named Bella, and she's doing a podcast for her class, and she wanted to ask me for some tips. Hey, it's starting, man. Teacher Mundo's on the way. She also wants me to be on the podcast. She wants to interview me. You know, I'm excited about that. It's going to be fun. All I'm saying is taking time to learn something new can be the difference between more money, a promotion, a business, a dream come true. Keep learning and keep earning. Getting a side hustle or anything that can make you more money to fund anything that you're trying to do. And you get what you pay for, and until you got connections and know your way around the particular field you want to get into, you're going to need some change. And I know with COVID right now, a lot of places are still shut down, But there's ways. Just gotta get out your comfort zone a little bit. Maybe do a couple deliveries. Just find ways that could be useful during this time. And since you spend your time learning, now you're gonna apply it and have it make you some money. The dope thing about a side hustle is that if it ever surpasses your main hustle, you either have two hustles or you can leave the old one behind if you like the new one better. Especially, it's meaningful when you get paid not for the hours that you do, but for the work that you do. When I used to be in real estate, every time I got that check, like, I felt every fucking dollar, cent, 5 cent, 10 cent. I felt every dollar. When I would get my paycheck, I'm like, dang, did I really do my thing 40 hours a week? You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, I always try to make sure I do my thing at work. When you're working at a job that you don't want to be in, it's like, it's a drag.
Man, a job ain't nothing but work.
You don't look forward to Mondays. Your weekends are the highlight. Shit. Ever since I've been away from that, I've been living the highlight reel every day. I'm feeling like, yeah, but speaking of side hustles, I'm putting a few together myself. Got some things in the work. Just found out my real estate license works. Massachusetts is a reciprocal state, for those familiar with the term. So yeah, I'm gonna do what I gotta do to this podcast take off, or one of the projects I got in line. Until something takes off, there's always a reason to not be bored. And always, you should always have something to do. And it's crazy, once you get to that lifestyle, you always have the money to do what you want to do. I remember my homegirl Sally one time told me, do what you have to now so you can do what you want later. That's a term I'm sure has been out, but sometimes it's the timing of when you hear something. I know a lot of the shit I tell you, you've heard it before. You probably seen it on TV. I know, I'm a movie. But sometimes it's just when you decide to listen to it. A million times you've heard, yo, follow your dream. But the one time I say, yo, you can do it. You might be in the car like, oh shit, and that might be the turning point. You never know, man. That's why I continue to do this and I continue to improve and look for ways, because I could do a million things, but I only have to be right once. It can make the whole fucking difference. Gotta keep putting yourself in positions to get that one chance. You gotta make sure you own that shit. Yeah, man, but this was a good half. Learn something new, work on raising that capital, and let's just head into the break.
Now a word from our sponsors.
Today is a great day to start your own podcast. Whether you're looking for a new marketing channel, have a message you want to share with the world, or just think it would be fun to have your own talk show, podcasting is an easy, inexpensive, and fun way to expand your reach online. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch, promote, and track your podcast. From my personal experience, I was so lost once I started my podcast journey, but once I found Buzzsprout, it made everything just so smooth. Your show can be online and listed on all major podcast directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and new to the list, Amazon Podcasts, and many, many more. Within minutes of finishing your recording, boom, everywhere you have your podcast listed and on the personal website Buzzsprout gives you. Podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners, and the team at Buzzsprout is passionate about helping you succeed. Join over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world. Let's create something together. Start your podcast today and get a $20 Amazon gift card. All you have to do is click the link at www.theraymundoshow.com and let Buzzsprout know that we sent you, and it also supports my show. Buzzsprout, the easiest way to start a podcast.
Turn it up.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, you're tuned in to the Raymundo Show. I had to pay some bills. But yeah, man, we're talking about the first investment, which is you corporation. Yeah, so now I kind of want to get into investing your time wisely. And when we're trying to improve and make changes, distractions are distracting. They're good when it comes to once we're done with all the work, we want to get away for a little bit, or when you're in relaxed mode. But when you chilling, when you should be working, you gotta find a way to break out of that. You know, I still have problems dealing with that. I broke out of it where I could barely watch TV, and I kind of fell back on the TV wave. And don't get me wrong, man, TV gives me sometimes information to work with. Since most of us watch TV, we can all relate to something. Just get in the way sometimes. Well, I've started watching a lot of documentaries, and I see myself getting upset, wanted to do something about it, which is cool and all, but there's other things that needed my attention, which was trying to have the whole season 2 finish by the time the first episode dropped. TV's just always gonna get good. Netflix has been on fire. You got Hulu. Now you got HBO Max about to make some noise this year. I don't know, it was quiet with that Wonder Woman 84. Hopefully the Snyder Cut changes all that. Listen, me, I love video games, but it's hard for me to play video games and not feel guilty, because it's just so much fun, and that shit is so time consuming. And if you're in the online world where you get to play with your friends, it's even better. I've been out the mix for a while to my Siege crew. I'll be back once the season's finished. Yeah, man, there's just little different things that kill time and take away from the master plan. And we gotta try to find a way to just put those things to the side and try to build the things we overlook, which would be like being organized. What a difference it makes when you do anything, when everything's organized and all you have to do is go to the place that is in, use it and put it back. Keep that method going. I had to do it when it came to editing my podcast. When it comes to, actually, I don't like to waste my time getting things ready. I like to just get on the microphone and just go. But finding ways to put things in order not only makes you feel good when you have to do something you don't really want to do for the greater good, just makes it a little bit easier. Another one is time management. Yo, I'm gonna be honest, I manage my time very poorly. I feel like if I was better at it, my productivity would be higher. I'm definitely gonna work on that. It's definitely something you should look into. How can I manage time when there's so many things that I have to do? Especially as an adult, man. And depending when you started and how much things you kind of let stack up and procrastinated on determines how much you're catching up workload gonna be, but it's possible as long as you organize and you use your time management. And another factor when it comes to really going all in and doing everything from A to Z to be the best you is facing your fear. We all have fears, and it's safer sometimes to not face them, to feel good, to get one more day, to try something else that lightened the fear. There was a video clip of Larry King, and he was saying the only way to beat nervousness is to go straight to it. This is something we know, but of course, the uncomfortable zone is so uncomfortable, we try to find ways to be comfortable in a situation that's supposed to be uncomfortable, because that's what it takes to grow. You don't grow in comfort. You just fucking chill. And trust me, I'm King Chilla. With my experience with therapy, one method that worked for me when it came to fear was rating it from 1 to 10 and then taking actions to minimize that number from 10 to, let's say, 2. Because 2 is manageable. 9, 10, I'll be ready to go to the psych ward and shit. You could be like me and thinking skydiving was going to end your fears of heights and just go big, or you could just do things gradually, which I think when you do things gradually, I feel like it's more realistic. When people quit smoking cold turkey, their chances are not as high as the people that gradually quit smoking. Yeah, sometimes it's better. And speaking about smoking, your health should be your number one investment, because you're no good to yourself or anything or anybody if you're not good and you have to worry about your health. So what do I mean by investing in your health? Of course, trying to find at least 30 minutes a day to work out. Working out does wonders, not just for the body, but for the mind. The foods you eat, try to incorporate more greens. For my Flintstones kids out there, I think they got the adult version. You're never too old to be a Flintstones kid. Drink more water. And there's something about, and I heard Will Smith say it, so I don't want to take credit for it, but there's something about being able to control what you eat does something with everything else you're trying to take control of. So once you're able to work on your health, eat better, work out more, you'll be better when it comes to learning. You'll be better at a lot of the things that's involved in you being all into improving yourself. Health is wealth. You don't want to have all that money and then be too sick to spend it. So make sure you take time with that. As far as your mind, I don't care how many times I say it, meditation is golden. Literally, every time I do it, 9 times out of 10, it puts anxiety to a stop. I don't even know why I don't do it 30 times a day. So if you don't know by now, I'm not religious, but I definitely believe in the higher power. I believe in God just through spiritual means. And I feel like whatever your faith is, whatever you believe in, it's very important on this path you're on. Because what being spiritual, being religious, what these things do for me is you believe in something you can't see, but you can feel. And sometimes you're gonna need to feel whatever it is that feeling is to get you over those dark times, those times that you only see what you don't have in front of you. It's that hope and faith that in a way shows us the way, with no proof but a feeling. I'm not against it. I'm not against anything as long as it's with good intentions and it makes you happy at the end of the day and you believe in it, which is what matters the most. What you believe in will get you through the toughest times, through the most strangest of times. Now, I wanted to leave this for last because usually when I get a phone call about some type of something I signed up for, I feel like the calls always go very good, but in the back of my mind, I'm waiting for them to hit me with that price. You know, it's like when you go to that seminar about real estate and you think there wasn't going to be nothing offered or anything you had to pay at the end. Like, you thought everything was just going to be for free. You got to be able to put that money up. Sometimes we invest our money in things that give us no return. But investing in something that you believe in, that goes with your plan, I say do it and follow through. Usually when you pay for something, you feel more inclined to do it. So don't be afraid to physically invest in yourself to get the things you need for the life you want. And you can only play it safe so much. You gotta be willing to take risks big enough to break handcuffs. I understand why you play it safe, but like a wise man once said, scared money doesn't make no money. So if I ever go broke, let's just stop it there. When it comes to school, I say just make sure whatever field you choose to study, that's what you want to do more than anything, because them student loans is no joke. And I think you got to be happy to pay them shits, because I feel like there's not too many people that go to college that don't complain about it. I think it's unfair the way that whole system is. Yeah, education is the key, but tell me why they make it so expensive for we. You know what I mean? Like, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do. So if school is what's needed, then it must be done. Starting a business, of course you're gonna need some capital. I feel like, of course, it would be ideal to be able to start a business with no money down and be able to make 1000% return. But you gotta be able to invest in you and what you believe in. And if it's business, marketing, seminars, anything that can give you information to push you further is definitely worth it. Yeah, but don't be afraid to spend money to better yourself. Make sure you get all the information that's needed, but don't take too long. It's great to be decisive, but I know it can be a little hectic when it comes to money you might have to pay back or money you might not get back. But hey, it depends on your determination and persistence. Well, and another thing, speaking about spending money, you get what you pay for. So I would say quality over quantity. I get it, sometimes you gotta work with what you have, but you can get things that probably cost more, but it'll be better for you in the long run. I remember before I would start anything, I would start with making sure I have everything to take care of the outside, because sometimes if you feel like shit on the inside, but you look great on the outside, it's like almost automatically there's gonna be a conversion there. It's really take care of myself. And at the end of the day, man, that's what you gotta do, man. Just investing in just taking care of yourself to the highest level in all areas. And last but not least, making sure that you do the things that give you peace of mind. I haven't really spoken on it. The last time I was on vacation, me and my girl went to Puerto Rico. She definitely wants to go back. But yeah, taking a vacation, man. If it's cold, go somewhere hot. If you're already somewhere hot, go somewhere cold like Colorado. Do something different. Give your mind a break from the norm. Go get a massage. Go buy some paint. Go fucking paint something. Draw something. Shit. There's so many different things you can do. Go buy. One thing I will always regret, I didn't get to see Spider-Man on Broadway. Go see a Broadway play. It's just a way to take a break from the uncomfortable part, the late nights, early mornings. It's like proven, man, whenever you take breaks, somehow it increases your creativity, your productivity. Certain successful men and women make it their business to take a vacation or do something at least a couple times out the month. And the result is better ideas, relaxed mind, and shit. It's like getting a little boost. But you can't do it too much because then you get used to it. Like my ass, I don't like taking a break more than 2 days because all it takes is 2 days and it's already too much. It's time for that. I really love and appreciate feedback, any good or bad. You can send me an email at mundo@theraymundoshow.com. Listen to any of my podcasts or leave any feedback on the website, which is www.theraymundoshow.com. You can reach me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, @theraymundoshow.com. And if you want to be part of history, you can donate on PayPal, Cash App, Venmo, anywhere where money and help is accepted. Appreciate you always, Mundo.
Subscribe now.
Raymundo's final say.
Turn it up.
It's worth taking the time to improve yourself. Taking steps in the right direction will make sure you never feel left behind. It's easy to put time and money into distractions, but switch that into things that will help you grow. Find out what's holding you back and cut ties. Worrying about everything and everyone but you will get you nowhere. Have you been nowhere? Ain't nothing going on over there. You can invest in stocks, real estate, or your own business. If you don't start with you, you'll return to the ways that didn't help you. Keep yourself at the top of the list. Don't forget, you're a gift. You had a 1 in 4 billion chance, and you made it here. Now make it here. Till next time, take care of yourself and each other. Had a ball from Jerry Springer real quick. I love y'all, man. This was a great episode. We do this again next Tuesday. Peace, love, Mundo. Out.